Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Colossians chapter 3, verses 23. It says, "And whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men." So yesterday morning, I was we're having family devotion, and I was looking up some verses on diligence. And I wonder if you've ever done that, but we were out at the lake ranch. We call the lake ranch. We had a few acres on the lake, and trying to clear up the property on Sunday afternoon. And I felt like several times that I was just constantly trying to motivate the kids to work with me to clean things up. And so anyway, I was looking at these verses, and we're just talking about the importance of diligence and what the scriptures talks about it and it says about it, and how that the diligent will rule, and Proverbs talks about, but the slothful will have to do forced labor. And you know, just over and over talking about the blessings of being diligent and the challenges that come with not being motivated, not being self-motivated and diligent. And so, but the biggest verse that really stood out to me among all of them was this one. And whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. And when I was growing up, this verse, I guess beginning there and still today, encourages me in such a big way. And I've been enjoying thinking about this over the past day. And you know, I don't know if you know much about of my story or not, but my mother was very sick for many years. I'm the oldest of 10 children, and we had a small farm, a few acres, and I worked. Anyone who knows me, I worked a lot. And this verse really spoke to me because I realized that even though a lot of that work I had to do, I didn't have a choice in it. But I realized that if I did it unto the Lord and not just for my parents, that what God saw, and God would reward me for that. And I don't even know how to explain it fully, but it was like really a huge encouragement to me. It was like I had a choice in the matter. It wasn't just I had to do it, but it was that I had a choice. Would I choose to do it as a gift, not just to my parents, to honor them, that it may go well with me, right? But also to honor God, and that He saw, that He knew what I was doing, and He would reward me one day. He'd reward me openly with, you know, treasures and all in heaven, and rewards that I don't even fully understand if I did it unto the Lord. And so that's our challenge for today. And, you know, I'm just asking myself, you know, if I would remember this constantly, you know, how would doing it for the Lord rather than man, my work, change my attitude? How would it increase my intensity if it's for Him and not for others? And then secondly, if God was literally standing in front of me in physical form watching me work, how would it change my attitude? How would it change my performance? How would it change my creativity? How would it change my focus? And the reality is, He is always with us. He is our ever-present help. He is, you know, He wants to be our inspiration, our encouragement. He wants to be there with us at all times. And so let's do it as unto Him and not unto man. Let's pray. Dear Father, I just pray that You would help not only my kids, but help me, Father, to have an internal perspective about my work, that it's not just changing a diaper if I'm taking care of the kids, or watching after them, or stopping to take time to teach them a lesson, or whatever it is, or putting food on the table, or cooking, or cleaning, or whatever, or work, going to driving to work every day, or working on a project. Father, help us to realize that this is a gift that's You ask for us to do as unto You, knowing that You own everything. You created us, You made us, You have a right to it all, and that we can choose, though, to do it for You or to do it for others. And so, Father, we just ask you to help us to do that and keep that in mind. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. This episode has encouraged you. I want to ask you if you'll please just leave us a comment on iTunes. You can subscribe to our podcast, Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark. You can go to our blog, beacatalyst.com. You'll find this plus other resources and also an email notification that you can sign up for so that you never miss another episode. All right, let's go out there and make it a super, ultra awesome, fantastic day.